He turned his spur to the west. He did not know who stood, bowed with her head o'er the musket, drenched with her own red blood. Not till the dawn he heard it, his face grew grey to hear how Bess, the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for her love in the moonlight and died in the darkness there.
Back he spurred like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky, with the white road smoking behind him and his rapier brandished high. Blood red were his spurs in the golden noon. Red wine was his velvet coat when they shot him down on the highway. Down like a dog on the highway. And he lay in his blood on the highway with the bunch of lace at his throat.
And still of a winter's night, they say, when the wind is in the trees, when the moon is a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas, when the road is a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor, a highwayman comes riding, riding, riding. A highwayman comes riding up to the old inn door.
Over the cobbles he clatters and clangs in the darkened yard, and he taps with his whip on the shutters, but all is locked and barred. He whistles a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there but the landlord's black-eyed daughter, Bess, the landlord's daughter, cladding a dark red love knot into her long black hair.